Stormy weather today halted search and recovery efforts by the Greek Coast Guard after at least 45 Middle Eastern migrants and refugees perished in the icy waters off the eastern Greek islands in three separate boat wrecks. The Coast Guard blames Turkish traffickers for cramming the migrants into unsafe craft and sending them on their way despite the high winds in the region. Dozens of migrants are reported missing, while about one-third of the victims are children. Yet public opposition on the islands of Lesbos and Chios has blocked the planned opening of an EU-approved so-called hotspot for migrant processing on the islands, and neighbouring Macedonia to the north is sending back to Greece anyone who is not Syrian or Afghan, all of which build up the pressure on Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and his pro-migration Syriza government. He has received veiled warnings from other European countries that if Greece cannot control the constant influx of migrants, it may even be ousted from the visa-free Schengen scheme. So far, the Greek government's stance has been to blame other European countries for raising barriers, and meanwhile, the bodies of children continue to be washed up on the island's shores. I'm John Corrie in Athens for Vatican Radio.